Welcome to The Light Show with Daniella Breen.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Light Show and I am Daniella Breen. It's so wonderful to be here on this May day. Can you believe it? We are in May. A gorgeous time of the year. In Australia, we have autumn. And up there in the Northern Hemisphere, you guys are having a gorgeous spring. So it's beautiful all around the world right now. Now, today we'll be focusing on a number of things. You know, I always talk about a number of things, but it's all focused on holding our light. It's all about our light, your light, which is unique to you and so incredibly important to develop your relationship with, to develop your skill with, and learn the magic of, the wonder of, and the strength of being in your light, holding your light, working with your light. You are a unique individual and your light is special to you. We need it in the world. We want this. We want your individual light in the world. The world is changing. Humanity is on a great journey these days, and it is the journey home, the journey to freedom. And so each individual, the more you build in your light, develop in your light, grow in your light, and carry your light into the world, in all that you do, the more freedom we are coming into, the more you help lead the way, show the way home. That's what it's all about right now. And it's a wonderful time. It can be rough, there's no question. The world is currently a rough place to be. Distortion is writhing around with all of the light showing, and it gets rough. So the more we hold our light and are strong in our light, the more that becomes the condition of the world. Okay, so the more we hold our light, the more we stand in our light, the more we live in our light, the more that becomes the condition of the world. And the distortion, the pain, the suffering, the cruelty, that becomes less and less powerful. That is on the journey. That is the journey that we are on right now. So I'm so glad that you have joined me today here on The Light Show, where we are devoted to holding the light. And standing with each other and living the light. One of the beautiful things that occurs with us in this gathering, and I've talked about it many times before, is we are generating the most beautiful mandala of light in humanity. And this gorgeous mandala of light is made up of individual light holders who gather together with this show, whether they listen to it in playback or a live present in the live recording. And as we hold the light with this intention in this gathering, we are generating the most beautiful mandala of light in human consciousness, in the human condition. It is present. I have been working in light for a long time. I have been working as a light holder and way shower a long time. And I have not seen anything close to this. What is generating now, this particular beautiful mandala that is emanating from our show, via our show, and it is your doing. you're doing that we are generating this. And this mandala is based on the intention of each individual holding their own light. So what that means is there is no problem with this mandala, this light matrix, this light system. It is not a manipulative thing. It has no agenda other than everybody being free, everyone holding their own light and knowing their own light. How beautiful is that? While you come here to strengthen your own relationship and presence with your light, your own condition of light, you are in turn holding the light and participating in a great growing, developing mandala of light that supports all of humanity coming home and being free. Life is good. I just wanted to remind you that the timing with Blog Talk Radio is still out. I have to book the radio, our episodes 1 hour ahead of the actual time, So for example, for me, I'm booking it through Australian time. And the show starts at 10 a.m., but I have to book it for 11 a.m. for some reason. They just don't have their time sorted. And so if you please be signed into our emails and get my messages via there, because that'll tell you the correct time and keep you on track so you don't miss the episode. Okay, so even, and I do mention this every time because I think it's important to hear and recognize that by your intention, by your presence, by your being here, listening into the radio show, your interest in your light, your attraction to working in light, being in light, and certainly you probably have been doing this for a long time. But either way, whichever way it goes for you, you immediately are engaged in your light when you're listening into this show. That is instant. It's because intention matters. So your intention of I want to know my light automatically takes you into your light. Okay, your intention to I want to learn more, I want to participate in this, I want to hold the light, even if I don't understand what that means quite, it's attractive to me, I desire to be strong in my light, you automatically are already doing so. And yes, you can grow in that and expand in that and work in all these different ways. You also will be, through your life, living in light in different ways. And we'll be going into that because the subject of our show today is simple ways in which we hold light. And so I'll be going into that. Because I quite often talk about the advanced work and it's important to really relate to the simple ways that you are already holding light and you are engaging in and relating to your light. Absolutely gorgeous. Okay, so I'm just racing through. I have to keep notes because I cannot remember everything. And I am prone to going off in tangents, which is fine as long as they are on light. But I want to make sure that I don't miss out important points that I want to share with you today. So as I said, you're already engaged in your light. Right now, you are receiving and flowing your light. Okay, so understanding what that means, your form is where you relate to living. Okay, your form includes your physical form. And that is what produces your body. That's what generates your physical body. So it is your form that receives and shares your light, expresses your light. It is through that that we operate. And your form is connected directly into your soul. And it is from your soul that your light is received. And so learning the different ways in which you operate with your form, with the light of your form, with the light of your soul, helps deepen and strengthen your presence with your light and your strength in light and your home, being home in light, being free. It's everything. Honestly, it's so important. And so beautiful. There's no downside. It is beautiful to work with, wonderful to enjoy and to express with. So there's no downside. What I will do next is take you through a light alignment. Okay, the alignment in light. There are many ways to do this, and they are all wonderful. Today is a different way. I'm pretty sure I haven't taken you and introduced you to Ra before on this show. So I'll explain before. Ra is a being that has traditionally, historically been known as the god of light or the god of the sun god. And there is a misunderstanding that he is male, alone. In fact, he is, Ra is made up of two beings of light. One is male and one is female. And I tend to speak with the female aspect in particular in this work. And that's simply because she has been hidden for a long time and it's time for her to be shown. She is extraordinary light and she has much to share, much to teach, and much to support you with your journey home, your journey to freedom, your journey into aligning with the sacred truth of you, your light. And this is important to understand because we have gone through a long time of oppression with beings that appear as light and present themselves as light and then distort into dominators. That's not what this is. This is, Ra is beyond the condition of distortion. Ra is light. And Ra desires for you, holds for you, holds for humanity that you are home and free and strong and 100% aligned and operating in your own light. So everything that Ra shares, and true Ra, there is distortion out there that calls itself Ra that isn't. But true Ra, everything that Ra shares is about you being free. You coming home, you being strong. And so I bring her into our work today, our alignment process that I'm about to take you through. So please get comfortable. And slow your breathing. Feel calm and peaceful. You find yourself in the most beautiful field. The grass beneath your bare feet is soft and comfortable. The earth is thrumming with life. You can feel her smile. The sun is white, soft, and diffuse, and embraces you and the earth. It is not excessively hot. It is the perfect temperature. But it reaches down and touches the earth. It's much closer than we know our sun to be, and very, very present. You are embraced in the sun's light and the earth's light. They combine their light to generate deep support for you. A beautiful being comes into presence. She is Ra. See her beautiful, sparkling gown of light. Notice the precious sunlit diamond on her forehead. Supporting the emanation of her light through her pineal gland, her third eye, her brow. As well as a light on her crown and other lights beyond, above. Her greatest light is the light emanating from her heart, dreaming in all directions, touching and honoring everyone, including you. Each of her chakras is lit beautifully with her unique light. She is of God. She is God on earth. And she is here to honor you and your alignment with your light and your coming home. You're coming into freedom. become aware of her chakras at her feet and below her feet, all the way to the center of the earth, at the earth core chakra. This vast being of light chooses to hold presence with you, to honor you, honor your light, and to support your return home. Now you're experiencing the light of earth and the light of the sun and the light of Ra. Now become aware of your light, your own streaming light from your heart and your being, your form. Reflects or mirrors the light of Ra. Can you believe it? It is so. But it is your unique light. It would be entirely pointless to have billions of people all emanating Ra's light or an individual's light. You are here to carry and express and live in your light, which is coming from God through your soul into your form and your life. Do you see? The purpose of this free will universe, the purpose of any universe, is to expand in light, to find new ways, to discover new ideas, to unfold, to grow, to learn, to develop in light. And so is the point and purpose of having billions of individual people on this journey. Not to all be the same. We are all a part of a greater whole. But make no mistake, your light is unique. It carries with it the knowledge of you, the being that you are, and therefore provides the opportunity for you to become creative and expressive and share your own beautiful light in the world, and so make all that is even more wonderful. So Ra, the sun, the earth are present with you, honoring your light, your beautiful and unique light. Encouraging you to deepen your presence with it and to share it more deeply and openly and creatively. And so I take a step back from your individual journey, from your individual presence with Ra and the sun and the earth. And pay attention to the mandala right now. And it is spectacular, so beautiful. vast. It's become greater in size. A matrix of light. Patterns so beautiful. Colors. Earlier today, I was paying attention to it, and there was a beautiful, rich, like deep purple. Right now, what I'm seeing is light blue and soft silver and platinum. Lights ripple through it, shimmering everything. This is a joyous mandala that you are a part of. And it brings joy and light to humanity. Because that is life. That is light. Yes, it's serious. Yes, it goes deep. And it's joyful and playful. Think of the fae. They hold for us to come home. The fae, the fairies. Those wonderful light beings and nature beings and others who share this earth. We are part of something so beautiful and so great. We are on our way home. And what we ultimately will show ourselves to be is far beyond what is comprehended right now, anywhere on earth, anywhere in humanity, just for now. Okay, with a deep breath. Bring your awareness back into the room that you are in. That light support continues. And your deepening of light, alignment and presence also continues. You are sacred. Okay. So with that light alignment, let's get on to talking about the simple ways in which we live light, our light, hold our light. So we talk often and regularly about the more advanced work, the very conscious light holding that we do. But of course, there is so much more. Let's start by saying that your light is your connection to your soul. So the very things that we know we value as soul presence are examples of you holding light, smiling, laughing, being still, meditation, being in nature, being peaceful, being creative and expressive, writing, drawing, painting, sculpting, singing. Playing musical instruments. Writing songs. Performing. Healing yourself and others. Doing healing work. Cooking. Gathering with friends and family in laughter, in joy, having babies, carrying babies, bringing light into the world, playing with children, playing with adults, making love, anything that makes your heart stream with light, with joy, in freedom. Sacred work. Simple work. A beautiful conversation. Dance. Feeling strong in our body, in our mind. Lighting a candle, burning incense, burning oils. Enjoying your home thing, entertaining, playing, that make you smile, make you laugh, bring you joy. The simple things in life, the simple pleasures in your life are expressions and presence in light, your light. Cuddles from and giggles from kids. Hearing a great song on the radio and turning it up. This is light, joy, laughter, light. They matter. They're not everything. But they cannot be replaced by anything else. They are light in life. Gentleness, kindness, love. All of these things, it's important to have and to live all of these things that matter to you, the joys and the wonders to you. They're not extras. It's not a matter of, I've got to do this, 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 and then if I have time, I'll do some drawing. There's a degree in our current circumstances where that is a condition. But make no mistake, when we are free, when we are fully free and home, it won't be the same. There won't be the have-tos versus the, if I have time, it will be joy equals strength. It will be that there are many different ways to express light, and everything you do, you'll be expressing light. Think about it. Feel that. whether it's what we call the simple things, the little ways. The laughter, the creativity, the joy. Or whether it's serious creative projects. Whatever it is we're developing, whatever it is we're designing, for that to be our life. Whether it's our relationship. Or our work, in inverted commas, because if we are working in our light, then it should be joyful. It should fire us on. It should not drain us. So many ways. Everything we do becomes an expression through our light, of our light. And our light grows and expands and amplifies and changes and develops and deepens. And that God celebrates. So many ways, so many things. And the simple ways, the simple things are no less important. How beautiful is that? If you look to the Fae for inspiration, these wonderful beings, they live in joy. They live in peace and playfulness and creativity and expression. There is distortion. They've been distorted just as we have. However, their true nature, their true way is joy and freedom and play. And they never grow tired of that. They're deeply caring, deeply present. They honor earth, honor nature, and honor and love us. They are our brother and sister. We belong together. United, strong. That is part of home. But they don't do anything that is laborious, that is hard. They do things that are industrious, but it's joyful. It's creative. We are that too, and that is how we will be living as we come home. Once we are fully home. This is what we are, and this is where we're going. This is what we're returning to. You are sacred. So that is something that I really wanted to play in with you. And I know that it's likely that you already know this, that this isn't news for you. But to play in it, to remember it, to delight in it, to hold in it, to choose and hold in the freedom of the simple things and the value, the importance of the simple things. We continue currently to deal with systems that are so heavily distorted that it's a bit of an enslavement system, you know, governments and medical system and so on. However, we are coming home. And when we are home, they support us in what we choose. There will be systems that will no longer exist because they won't be relevant. Or they will change so drastically simply because they are no longer distorted. And so they are difficult to recognize even as what they once were. And that is all fine. That's the journey we are on. That's where we're going. So I know I'm really feeling the flow of that. And it's part of what I share because I am so aware of it. And I want you to know it and feel it too. Okay, so with 14 minutes left, what I want to also include is some acknowledgement of queries and interest that I've been getting from people around the world. I get questions about light. And one question I got that I thought was really worth diving into, and honestly, it's an infinite dive, so we won't go too far into it. And that is light. And looking at what they're saying, you know, we just spent some time with Ra and the sun and the earth and your own light, four different lots of light. But how to describe why they're different? The simplest way I can do that is to say that you have a soul. And your light comes through your soul. Without your soul, you would not be you. Your soul carries soul history, past lives, skills developed, pathways honored and mastered. Some people in this world come into this world being healers. Others come into this world being masters of light, advanced light, like Melchizedek holders. There are many different journeys throughout humanity. And you may or may not have some awareness and presence already with your journey. Are you a healer in light? Are you an artist? Are you an engineer or architect? Are you past life focused? Do you clear? Do you inspire? Do you instruct in yoga or meditation? All of these beautiful light paths, Reiki. And quite often, people will do a combination of these things, but the point is that what they're building on, what they're developing on, is based on their soul presence, their soul skills. You have a soul filled with history and experience and knowledge. You have mastered lifetimes in the past. And with that, you bring into this time, this unique time, all that you are. And for most already, the struggle is real, dealing with the distortion that they still have in their form. However, either way, you bring your light to the table. You bring your light into humanity. And the more you express yourself in your own unique ways, and they do tend to start off as generic somewhat. In other words, you start off relearning what you already know, so that you can hear your soul more readily, so that you can experience the light. The more you do, the more you bring the light into what you do, and the more that happens, the more you come to know yourself. Therefore, the more you come to express yourself. So increasingly, your expression becomes unique to you. So no, light isn't just light. It's extraordinarily complex. Every individual person's light is their own. It is not the same being attuned to Reiki, or a particular kind of Reiki is not the same as aligning with your own unique light. Both are valid and beautiful. But the more you are aligned with your own light, the more whatever you do with Reiki, whatever you do with what you are in the world and your interactions with other light alignments and flows in the world and beyond, become extraordinary. So it is about you knowing your own light. It is about you being the full flowing expression of your own light. Nobody can replace you. Doing courses and work like that is important in terms of learning ways that you can express yourself, if that helps you. Just the same as doing art courses, doing all of that training helps you to build your muscles. But the light flow makes it about your work, your expression, you. And so light is not just light. It is so much more. Your light belongs flowing in the world, and only you can do it. You know, we talk about light vampires, and other violators. Them stealing your light, it's not to express in joy. It's to feed off because they don't have their own. So the only way for your light to be expressed in the world, to be brought into the world, is through you. And that's what God holds for you. That's what Ra holds for you. That's what I hold for you, is that you are sharing your light with humanity, with the world. So no, light is not just light. It is amazingly complex and beautiful, like many stained glass windows. No two are alike. Extraordinary. Beautiful. And you are very much in the center of that. So heal and come home and hold your light. Please share your light. Even if it's just a few words on Facebook, share your light. Express yourself. Express your light. Beautiful. Okay, so that really covers I wanted to share with you today. So, so much to share in so many ways. In our next show, which will be on the Pacific time, the 7th of June, Monday the 7th of June at 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, the 8th of June at 10 a.m. The show is going to be on, it's called The Smile That Grows, and it's focusing on that developing underlying flow of light that is always there and growing. And so I'll get into that in our next show. Please, if you enjoyed this show, please like and subscribe. And make sure that you're tuned in. If you want to know more about me, go to Daniela M. for Mary Breen, DanielaMBreen.com. And make sure you sign up for the easing, the newsletter. And I'm on YouTube, I'm in Facebook, I'm all over the place. So come along and join in my work and our play together because we have a lot of fun. And I think I've covered everything. So let's see you in the meantime. Please comment on this show and on Facebook about your experiences with this light work. You are doing amazingly well, and we are supporting humanity in light, and that matters. So have a beautiful day, have a beautiful evening, depending on where you are in the world, and I look forward to talking with you around the traps. Goodbye.
This is Daniela Breen, and thank you for joining me on The Light Show.